Seasonal Property Buyers, the NAPB. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
It's time to ban these Section 21 no fault eviction notices, surely. Did you just hear the musician who just explained his situation, that he couldn't get much work because of the pandemic, and of course he was protected during that, but little's changed in many ways, and he's been forced out, devastated?
I'm sure, yes, he is. And there's, you know, there's no doubt that renting a property does give people, you know, real lack of stability. So I'm, you know, glad that the government has said that they're looking at these things, and the quicker they get on with it, the better, I'd say.
So you are backing the Section 21 no fault eviction notice is just wrong.
It's a more nuanced situation, really, than just saying it's right or wrong. Of course, you know, landlords need to know that they've got options. You know, they own a property, it's a large asset, perhaps it's part of their pension. They may wish to sell it to retire, or if there's, you know, a marital breakup of the owners or something like that. So owners do need to know that they can evict a tenant if they have to.
Right, would you be happy to move in 2 months then yourself? 2 months, you're out, find a new property, go.
Well, it's unfortunately that's the law at the moment.
I'm asking if you think you'd do that yourself. Would you be happy to do that?
Would I do that? If I received a notice, yeah, then yes, I would. I've rented it in the past and I would go. Because, you know, that's the undertaking that I'd signed when I took the property on. But actually, I think it's important to get it into some context. I mean, Shelter's data does say that it's only around about 2% of private renters who have received a Section 21 in the last 3 years. So when you think how many millions of people are renting, this is, for those 2%, of course, it's a very big problem. Mm. But it is, you know, in context, it is a you know, big minority of people.
Has there been a problem because of the fact that the people could not be evicted during the pandemic and a lot of rent was covered by the government? Is there a situation where landlords have been left out of pocket by people that they can't get out easily, that haven't been paying their rent?
There has been. There's been a massive backlog in the courts because of the pandemic. It was pretty slow before that as well. So that really hasn't helped. And I think that the fear of the pandemic, and along with, you know, rising property prices, has meant that a lot of landlords are now quitting the sector. So we're approached by landlords looking to sell, and very often they can get a better price for an empty property than one that's let. So I think that's creating another reason for quitting the market as well. I think the data is that around one in four landlords are thinking about getting out of the sector because they can't keep up with regulations, and, you know, they're fearful of them.
Is it unfair that, is it right that some landlords have chosen now to put up the rents for many, many renters at this difficult time with the cost of living crisis?
It is difficult for tenants, you're right. But again, you know, just being the, I was going to say devil's advocate, but the landlord's advocate. Some people may think that's one and the same thing. But, you know, landlord costs have gone up as well. You know, if people have got a mortgage on the property, that's increased recently. Repairs, the cost of materials and labour has gone up massively, as we all know. So getting gas checks done on boilers, running repairs, roof repairs, that kind of thing, it's all got much more expensive. So there'll be a degree of landlords taking profit simply because they can, and increasing rent for that reason. But there are genuine reasons as well that rent should go up.
Do you think actually that landlords get a bad name just because of a small minority who misbehave, whereas actually a lot of tenants get on perfectly agreeably with their landlord?
I do think that is the case. That's certainly my experience. I think that very often landlords are painted in this very sort of dark picture, as are letting agents. And actually, in all my experience, I've dealt with, you know, thousands of properties over decades, and very rarely have I found agents or landlords who have been, you know, as bad as they are portrayed.
Same with journalists as well. We can put that in the same pool.
Well, they do say and politicians will hang on the fence about it.
Hang on. I don't think we want to put politicians in the pool.
I've gone too far.
Thank you very much for joining us live. Appreciate your time, Jonathan. Rowland is founder of the National Association of Property Buyers. Gosh, we can't be in the same pool as politicians, what, journalists and the housing market. Thank you so much. Good to talk to you live on the programme, 17 minutes after 9.